many a dream has died. Like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you know me. Lift your name on high. Shine like the sun, make darkness run and hide. We know we were made for so much more than ordinary life. It's time for us to more than just to show them who you are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you know me.
Awesome day to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. I just wanted to, you guys can go ahead and be seated for a second. I just wanted to just share a little bit on my heart from yesterday and today and just how thankful I am to God for planting me in this church, because it would have been an easy thing for me to end up at one of the mega churches and then had that experience. Instead, this is the only church I know. This is the church I was saved into. This is where I started greeting at the door, all the way up to now I'm a pastor here at the church. And I'm just so thankful to God for each and every one of you, and that this is my experience of Jesus. This is my experience of church. And this seems to match up in my Bible for me really well. Yesterday, I just want to say thank you to everybody that helped make yesterday such a success. We did a really good job, and we had a great time, didn't we? We have to be careful about our thinking, because the devil's going to try to convince us to measure what we did in the kingdom and how successful that was in worldly ways. And if we measure by the world, I don't know how successful it was. But if we measure it to kingdom in the Bible, it was 100%. We rocked it. We knocked it out of the ballpark. Amen? And I'll tell you one short story that happened to me yesterday that shows the two extreme sides of this. So yesterday, Lois encouraged us to go over and talk to the group of visitors that was underneath the canopy over there. And most of the church people were over here, including me and my wife. And then underneath that canopy was all visitors. So me and Jeanette went over and we were talking to them. Within probably 30 seconds, we found out that all of them go to Grand Rapids first. And so one was an usher, been there for 54 years, and one was a camera person, and they do this, and they sit here, and oh yeah, our kids love this and that. But the thing that struck me was that they didn't know each other in this awesome church that they go to. And so what are we going to church for? Are we going to spectate and to consume? Because then some of those big churches probably be awesome. We're going to go there. We're going to order off the menu that's just as big as TGI Fridays. You guys ever seen their menu? It's like 13 pages. And you can go to these mega churches and you can find something for you, for your spouse, for your marriage, for your teenagers, a boy or girl. You can find something for the 12-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 8-year-olds. You can find it on the weekend, during the week. You can find all this stuff so you can go in, order off the menu, and consume that thing that you wanted. I don't see anywhere in the New Testament where God says, be an awesome consumer. Grow in eating. Grow in getting. Make sure you're getting the best that the world has to offer. I don't see that anywhere. The cross is a place of an exchange. We exchange our lives for the life of Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And so, at first, I'm sitting in this group of first, and they're all saying how great their church is. But then later on, it dawns on me, it's like, well, if your church is so great, how come you guys live in this neighborhood and you don't know each other? What are we doing? Not only do they not have community, but they're not reaching into their neighborhood to try to affect this community. And so what they do at church is what they did at our church. They came in, they consumed, and they left. It's like that's not what we're about. So let's not measure us and what we do here by the worldly ways. I'm speaking to me as much as to you guys. Let's just go, you know what? We rocked it yesterday. A lot of you did a ton of work. Now, if I start naming names, I'll leave people out. But I just want to say, some of you guys, wow. You knocked it out of the park. So I just want to say thank you. Newhall. Once again, we came together. We enjoyed hanging out with each other and serving our community, and that's what God's called us to do. Amen? Well, Father God, we just give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. Thank you for saving us and putting us together into this family, into your family. And Father, our hearts is to serve you the best we possibly can. And like the song we just sang, to know you more and to spread your fame, Father. That's really what we want to do. And so, Lord, we're going to do many more things like we did yesterday. And we just want to declare right now, we're going to be faithful in serving you. And we're going to leave that fruitfulness part up to you. You do that. We'll guard our hearts. We'll make sure we're serving faithfully. And we're just going to trust you for the fruit that's going to be born by that. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen. Well, let's stand back up and say good morning to each other.
Hello?
She's trying to start a car. Okay, Mr. Gates, can you find your seat? Come on, you clown. Yeah, Mr. Clown to him. All right. Good morning, everybody. I just wanted to personally thank everybody that came out because it means a ton to me, and I know it means a ton to the pastor and everybody that's involved. When everybody chips in, it just makes a huge difference. So thank you guys again very much. I appreciate it. And I wanted to mimic off of what Mike was talking about, going in the tent and hearing about Grand Rapids First. And yes, they don't know each other. I was from Grand Rapids First, and that's why we left. And we come to a church that's filled with the Holy Spirit, and this is the place. So just know that. And then, of course, my kids, wherever they are, they took off. They didn't want to hear me talk. They're serving. Amen. So they left Grand Rapids First to come to a Holy Spirit-filled church. Praise God. So anyway, Women's Brunch is Saturday, August 13th at 11 a.m. Combined Men's Meeting is Sunday, August 14th at 6:30, held at Chris Shire's home. If you need to know where that's at, please contact Mike, and he'll give you the address. We're going to have another church picnic on Wednesday, August 17th at 5:30 at Wedgewood Park, and that's in Granville, same place we were last time. Game and moving, oh, I'm sorry, 6 o'clock? That's correct, sorry. My mind just, whoop. So, 6 o'clock, sorry, put 6 o'clock in there. If you're there at 5:30, guess what you'll be doing? You'll be setting up with me, that's right. So, yeah, 5:30, be there at 5:30. Pastor and Jeanette, you guys can come in at 6. Game and movie night is Friday, August 19th. We're combining our game and a movie, so a movie will start at dusk. But please come out and enjoy fellowship with everybody that's out here. And if you want to bring a snack, that would be great. Men's breakfast is Saturday, August 27th at 9 a.m. Prayer meeting is every Saturday at 9 a.m. I encourage all of you guys to come out. Even if it's for 15, 20 minutes, you know, come out, be with the body. Pray for our neighborhood, pray for our pastor, pray for the president, pray for yourselves, pray for your families. When two or more are gathered, guess what happens, you know? So please come out for that. And again, thank you for the Neighborhood Fun Day. It was so awesome for us to, you know, I was a little irritated. I actually had Denise, I'm not going to stand up here and lie, I had Denise pray with me yesterday afternoon because I was irritated. But at the end of the day, it wasn't about me. It was about serving, right? You know, I'm hot like you guys. I'm whatever like you guys. So, you know, we just have to be brought back down to earth. And thank you, Denise, for doing that for me. And, you know, letting us serve how we're supposed to serve. And then our life groups, Young Adult is still meeting. And they're at 6:30 every Monday. And the life groups for Mike and Jeanette and Andy and Denise are 6:30 starting September 7th. So please join one of the groups if you're not already. And then ladies group is every Thursday at 10 a.m. beginning September 8th at Miss Cindy's house. Thank you.
Also on September 11th, which is our church anniversary, we're going to have a meal right after church over there in the fellowship room. So we're actually going to cater a meal in because we just want to celebrate two great things. First off, we want to celebrate God's faithfulness to us as a family. And number two, we want to celebrate your guys' faithfulness to each other, to this church, and to this neighborhood. So the leaders, we just want to make it about those two things. I know usually we're all about outward, invite your friends, invite your not so much this time. We want to celebrate God and the family that has been so faithful here year after year. Amen? Okay, can I have the ushers come up? We'll take the offering. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you for your blessing upon us all the time. Lord, we're just so thankful that you love us so much that we are more than conquerors. We're more than overcomers. We are those who are constantly walking in your victorious victory. And not only that, we're going to do it our whole life here, and then we get to go to heaven with you in the ultimate victory over death, over everything. And so, Lord, today, part of our worship is given back to you financially. And we ask that you would bless the offering. And, Lord, we ask that you would bless the givers. We ask this in Jesus' name, amen. Worship team, come on up. And by team, I mean Lois and Jeanette.
Good morning. I see you with all your bright, smiling faces. Are we ready to come into the presence of the Lord, into his throne room? Let's please stand. Lord, I just pray right now that you would prepare our hearts. Lord, it's a hot day, and we're human. So being human, all we want is that safe place. We want that the place where we just can sit and really not do anything. But Lord, you've called us to do many things. Lord, I pray today that our lives would be changed through the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, prepare our hearts right now for what you have to say to us. Prepare our hearts for worship before your throne. Lord, you are such a good, good God. We worship and adore you in this place. We set our hearts on you. We set our mind on you. And Lord, we open up our spirit for your spirit to come and work in each and every one of our lives. We just love you and adore you in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
That the highest King would welcome me. I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Who the Son sets free. Oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. Free at last, he has ransomed me. His grace runs deep. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died for me. Yes, he died for me. Who the Son sets free. Oh, is free. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am.
Chosen.
I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am who you say I am. I am who you say I am. Who the Son sets free. Oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am.
An encounter I had in the presence of the Lord. I was at a big conference in Texas, a big praise and worship conference. I think I want to say there was like 5,000 people there. The thing is we're praising and worshiping, and there were people around me laughing. The joy of the Lord was just upon them. You know what I was doing? Crying. You know, the thing is, I saw a picture of myself, and the castle was there, and I was standing on the outside, and I knew what was in the castle, but I was standing on the outside. And I just felt the Lord say, come into my presence, come in. And you know what? I led worship at that time. There's times when you can feel far away from God, but he's always there to welcome you back.
Amen.
Every one of us in this room has something right now in us that is holding us from him, but the thing is he's drawing you to him. So I encourage you today, as we praise and worship, draw in, come in, and envision, you know, that, what do they call that thing that comes down over the moat? The door, the drawbridge. The drawbridge is down. And you know why that's down? Through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's why the drawbridge is down. And we can come in. And we can come into his presence. So we're going to do this one again. Set your hearts to walk into the presence of the Lord. No matter where that space is in your mind right now, set your spirit to come in.
And can I just bring it just a small encouragement? Mm-hmm. What do we have to do to walk?
Move our feet.
We need to stand.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody that has the strength to do that, even for a short while this morning, activate your faith, stand up and worship the living God this morning.
The highest King would welcome me. I am lost, but he's brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Who the Son sets free. Oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. Fearless, he has ransomed me. His grace runs deep. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died for me. Yes, he died for me. Who the Son sets free. Oh, is free. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am.
This next part. I am
chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am who you say I am. I am who you say I am.
In
my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. Thank you.
Who can separate us from the love of Jesus? Who can take away one thing he's done for us? If God is for us, who can be against us? Who can deny the power of his mighty love? It reaches me, feeds the hunger in my soul, chases after me no matter where I go. Not death nor anything, angels or principalities, can separate us from his love. Oh, I know not tribulation or distress, famine or peril, nakedness. In all these things, you know we are more than conquerors. Who can separate us from the love of Jesus? Who can take away one thing he's done for us? If God is for us, who can be against us? Who can deny the power of his mighty love? It reaches me, feeds the hunger in my soul, chases after me no matter where I go. Not life, not death, nor anything, angels or principalities, can separate us from his love. Hey, I know not tribulation or distress, famine or peril or nakedness. In all these things, you know we are more than conquerors.
Hallelujah. The weapon for
may be formed, but it won't prosper. When the darkness falls, it won't prevail. 'Cause the God I know knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. My God will never fail. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. Jesus, every war he wages, he will win. I'm not backing down from any giant. I know how this story ends. I know how this story ends. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord.
Now I hear something out there. Have you ever seen in the movies, and I know they did it, where they would take the spear and go, so I want you to hit the pew in front of you or stomp your foot, okay? So It would. Okay, who can get that beat going for me? Yep,
you
go.
Want it like that?
Yeah. The weapon may be formed, but it won't prosper. When the darkness falls, it won't prevail. Cause the God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. My God will never fail. The weapon will be formed, but won't prosper. When the darkness falls, it won't prevail. Cause the God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. My God will never fail. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord.
There's power in
the mighty name of Jesus. Every war he wages, he will win. I'm not backing down from any giant. I know how this story ends. I know how this story ends.
There's power
in the mighty name of Jesus. Every war he wages, he will win. I'm not backing down from any giant. I know how this story ends. I know how this story ends. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord.
I'm gonna see a victory.
I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord.
That the battle belongs to you. And because you win the battle, the victory belongs to us. And we're just so grateful for that, Lord. I know most of us are a little tired from yesterday, and the heat in this place is kind of slowing us down a little bit. But, Father, we just want you to know that we love you wholeheartedly. We love you completely. And once again, we just give you all our heart, all our body, all our soul, all our mind we give to you, that we can bring you glory here on this earth with the time that we have left. So, Father, as we get in your word now, would you please speak to each one of us? Would you interpret? Would you translate? Would you reveal more of yourself to each one of us? And maybe it's going to be in a little bit different way to each one of us. But Father, we want to hear you speak to us today. Holy Spirit, would you take of what is the Father's and deposit it in us, spirit to spirit, today? We ask this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the one and only risen Savior. And everybody said, amen. Go ahead and be seated. Thank you, worship team. The kids and the children's church workers are released. If everyone else here, if you have your Bible with you, could you turn with me to Revelation 12, verse 11? I'm going to switch to the other mic.